So we're going to do the 10-hour version in 7 minutes on Kriya Shema practical halacha l'maaseh. It's hard to give this topic in such a short forum, but I figured you can't start the laws of Kriya Shema and Birchas Kriya Shema without doing the end time of Sov Zman Kriya Shema in the morning. What's the l'maaseh practically? This is probably the most loaded issue for people on a daily basis, because the question is, what time do you have to get up in the morning? Is a tremendous ramification for people's lives. Says Shulchan Aruch, Zman Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis in the morning is when you see your friend, Aragalat, so fine. And when does it go until? It starts at that point, it ends. Menimshach Zman Ad Sof Shalosh Shaos Shurevia Hayom. Who knew that such 8 words could cause so many problems? It continues until the end of the 3rd hour, which is a quarter of the day. Mishnah Berurah says, this is a stupid chabura to begin with. Why? Because, he says, no one should be caring about this halacha. Why? Because of l'chachila, ideally, usur, it's forbidden, l'sacharat osuzman. What are you hacking about this halacha at all? Everyone should be saying Kriya Shema at 6:30 in the morning. So what are you wasting everyone's time for with the end time of Kriya Shema? If you just look at what the minhag olam is, we now understand why there needs to be 10 hours on this topic, because no one does that. Unfortunately, people delay, especially Shabbos morning, the latest Sov Zman Kriya Shema. So everyone knows there is a fundamental machlokas, which will say the machlokas, and we'll try to figure out which is the practical opinion in how to follow. The Magen Avram, opinion number one, says that you start calculating the day from Amud HaShachar, Avos HaShachar, until Seisa Kochavim. That's from dawn until 3 stars come out. So therefore, when you want to figure out what is the end of 3 hours from day, you take that time period, that astronomical time period. Now you determine the beginning and the end time. Okay, you need that. That's 3 hours worth of the shear. But let's assume that you base it on standard calculations. And so you take Amud HaShachar, you take Tzeisa Kochavim, you divide that into 12. It's called Shaos Zmanios, and you do the end of 3 hours of that. Now, today, that would come out, and the Magen Avram's opinion is Kriya Shema today would have been 8:53 in Queens, New York. Okay. The Vilna Gaon says, no, you start later, and you end earlier in terms of the time frame of what you're divvying up. And he says you go from Nates, which is sunrise, until Shkia, which is simply when the sun starts, it sets. Okay, so that is the 12-hour period. You divide that into 12 parts, and at the end of the third hour of that part would be the end of Zman Kriya Shema, which today would be 9:37. Normally and always, the Vilna Gaon is later, often approximately 30 to 40 minutes, give or take, after, you know, at least in our standard calculations, was sometimes a little bit more, after the Magen Avrams. Now, that's a huge difference. Do you have to be done with Kriya Shema by 8:53 or 9:37? If you have a 9 o'clock Shabbos morning minyan, it doesn't make the 8:53. Even an 8:30 might have a tough time making it. You need a daven like I do at Ashkama minyan. We're all invited to my Ashkama minyan. But unless you have an Ashkama minyan which starts at 7:30, you ain't going to make the Magen Avram on most Shabbos mornings unless you really start at 8 o'clock or 8:15 for sure. So, do you follow this Magen Avram, or can you rely on the Vilna Gaon? So the Igros Moshe in 1957, Moshe Feinstein wrote like this: "Bedavar zman Kriya Shema b'shachris hine minag rov makomos, the minag of majority of places shebedinino senu in our country." He says Raisa and Valita, so I guess Russia and Lithuania, v'chein minag ayeshivas. So even the yeshiva bachrim hayad shol shos minetzachama keshita sagra. So he is lenient, like the opinion of the Vilna Gaon, which would mean today you have until 9:37. He says v'chein hu ha'ikar ledina. This is the main opinion. Now, this is the golden lines. B'chol anyanim, for every halacha, you could rely on this Vilna Gaon until 9:37. V'rak yechidim, there are only those certain individuals, they're strict for themselves until 3 hours from Avos HaShachar, which would be like the Magen Avram. He says, "Ubaluach, you're making a calendar. What should you put on the calendar? You put the Vilna Gaons." So that is a huge leniency, and probably what Minhag America relies on for the 9 o'clock Shabbos morning minyan. Now, this the Piskei Chuvas points out is the opinion of the Chazon Ish as well. However, if you look at a later tshuva of Ramosha in 1974, it is in Yaradei Achilah Gimel, he kind of a little bit wishy-washy on this. He may be changed in a later life. He writes, L'inyan zmani kriya shma b'tfila, and surely for Shabbos purposes, yesh la'achmir k'shtei ashitos. You should be machmir like both opinions on both ends. It comes out with a million ramifications, which is why there's really a 10-hour chabura, not a 7-minute chabura. But for our purposes of kriya shma, he says you should be machmir. He says, unless Malkom Shinoagin Gagro Shabo Talmudia Gro Rashon Winu Kamoso. Unless you follow the Vilna Gaon for everything. There's shuls in Brooklyn that follow, I know, follow the Gro for everything. In Eretz Yisrael, there's the Gro Shul. Unless you're a Gro Shul or a place where the Gro's Minogim are followed really religiously, then you could rely on the Vilna Gaon. Otherwise, you really have to be Machmer, he seems to say, like the Magen Avraham. But Tshuva Svein Hagas says that the Brisker of the Rebbechaim Brisker said he spent a long time being machmir like the Magen Avraham. But then he spent a long time over inyan b'in pa'amim harbe. He learned the sugya over and over and over and over again. He spent probably more than 10 hours it would take to give this chabura properly. He says he spent hours until he came out with kula that you could rely on the Vilna Gaon. And he says, avo yesh k'migdolei akadmonim achronim shemafarshim sveka d'oraisa l'chumra. Why would you play with fire? Kriya Shma is a d'oraisa. So, choice, when you have a Doraisa, do you go L'Kula or go L'Chumra? Should it be done by 8:53 or 9:37 today? What would you do? Suffolk Doraisa L'Chumra. So Rav Sternbach, he writes in the Truist van August, he says you should really be Machmir V'Ein L'Hakol B'Zeh. Even though the Brisker Rav was lenient, he says you should be Machmir. He says V'Chein Amar Li Agon Rav Aaron Cutler to be Machmir. V'Chein Das Rova Karmonim L'Hachmir. He says many people were Machmir U'Kaminag Poland V'Ashkenaz. Poland and Germany. So you got on one end, you have the minhag saying in Russia and Lithuania was to be Mako. On the other end, you have Poland and Germany, which is being Machmir. The Sefer Ishei Yisrael says it actually depends a little bit on a whole other discussion about when you consider the end of nightfall. If you hold that nightfall ends not like the Vilna Gaon. Vilna Gaon is very early nightfall. So if you were very machbid, oh, you only daven Maariv much later, you don't daven a Shkia Mincha Maariv or a few minutes after Shkia, you hold later like Rabbeinu Tam or like other opinions that say Maariv should be much later, then you're effectively saying, I agree with the time frames of the Magen Avraham, was later end time, earlier start time of the day. If that's the case, then you better follow the Magen Avraham the whole way through and say Kriya Shema earlier on. Finally, we'll end with the most radical opinion, which is not quoted in the poskim, but you should know it's out there if we're doing a complete, not complete, at least a 7-minute complete version of the topic, is there is an opinion of the Yavetz and the Pnei Yeshua which say, you don't follow this Shos Zmanios business. Meaning, you take Chatzos of the night to Chatzos of the day, and that's always 12 hours. Okay, if it's 12 hours, you divide that up, 6 of that is still the night, 3 of them is in the day. So essentially, Kriya Shema always would end at 9 a.m. If Chatzos was 12, Kriya Shema would be 9 a.m. Now, Chatzos is not always 9 a.m. Chatzos could be 11:33. And if that's the case, then Kriya Shema is always, then would be very clear, 8:33. Now, this is a kula and a chumra. It's many times, if you look at the calendar, many times will be more makil than the Magen Avraham. It's later than the Magen Avraham, but it could also be earlier than the Vilna Gaon. So do you follow this at all? So the Minchas Eluzer in Munkach talked about this. He said, this is the minhag in Munkach before the war, apparently. He says, I'll read you what he says. Adas they asked Yeshlusmoch Hamashnoagim Gam Chasidim Anshe Maisa. All these holy people, what do they do? Lekro Kriyashma Adsha Tes, which he says Zeiger 9. I think Zeiger means time. No Yiddish, Zeiger, Zeiger, right? Sorry for butchering the Yiddish. No, I'm good. Zeiger said so 9 a.m. He says. Then he points out it's not always 9 because it depends when Chatzos changes. He says, what's the basis for this? He says, where does the 3 hours come from? 3 hours into the day. It's because that's the time when kings get up. He says, you think kings get up differently in the summer and the winter? Kings get up 3 hours, 9 hours after Chatzos, meaning they sleep. If they view the night, doesn't make it into the light out or how dark it is outside. They sleep, they're set sleep. It doesn't modify it based on a winter or a summer, he says. So therefore, it's always a set time. It's not Shos Manios based on the time period of the season, he says. And therefore, he says, can you rely upon this? He writes that you can rely upon this time, but for Sobzman Kriya Shema. You can't rely on this calculation for other things, like he says about burning the chametz and stop eating chametz on Pesach, but for Kriya Shema he's very lenient about it, and others as well. The Sanz Kleisenberger Rebbe, citing the Piskei Tshuvas, says you can rely on this time, which often is a middle period between the Magen Avram and the Gra. You could rely upon this time for in certain circumstances, if your kavanas will be better for davening again. What that means, that might mean that you could go to an 8:45 Shabbos morning davening and still make a 9:15 instead of the Magen Avraham may have been 8:55. You would have missed that. So this gives you a couple of extra minutes often during the year. The upshot is that, you know, this, if you follow this, though, you also have to follow it with Chumrah, says the Piskei Tshuvas. He cites the Sefer Mishmer Shalom Kundev, one of the Hasidish Rebbe, and says that really you should be Machmir. Not, I mean, you don't have to be Machmir like the Magen Avraham, but you should at least be Machmir for this middle Shita, which gives you a few earlier minutes than the, it starts earlier, ends earlier than the Vilna Gaon. So the upshot is this is a huge machlokas. Minhag Olam, clearly of Minhag America, is we rely on the Vilna Gaon. Those of us that like Hashkama Minyans often tout the Magen Avraham, at least a basis for Hashkama Minyans, because Hashkama Minyan always makes the Magen Avraham. But you should at least be sensitive to these times, especially if you're up, at least to say Kriya Shema, to be Yotzei the Magen Avraham as well, if you can. And this way, it's a Safek Doraisi. You might as well go. L'chumra. Shkoyach.